This is Peter John with the DX Headlines.
Amateur radio's storied past, however, would not be complete without an acknowledgement of Oklahoma native Arthur Collins, W0CXX. The founder of Collins Radio Company was known as an amateur radio wizard. He was the creator of innovative equipment and radios that would eventually make history, including the radio that landed on the moon with Neil Armstrong and carried the astronaut's voice back to Earth. Collins' legacy is being celebrated in a just-released documentary. Amateur Radio Newsline's Mike Askins, KE5CXP, talked to one of the film's creators.
A new movie opened recently, but not in Hollywood. In fact, it was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the hometown of the subject of this new documentary that focuses on the life of Arthur Collins. The Arthur Collins Legacy, A Culture of Innovation, is a 24-minute documentary that includes interviews with the people who knew Art Collins best. Collins has been called the most underrated technical innovator of the 20th century. We spoke with Bob Hobday, N2EVG, about his involvement as executive producer on behalf of the Antique Wireless Association about the documentary and what the filmmakers were trying to achieve.
What we did in the documentary was capture how Art Collins was able to infuse his dedication to quality and his dedication to advancement of technology in Collins Radio. And we've done it by interviewing those people that worked for him and how it allowed them the freedom and encouraged them to make the advances that came out of Collins Radio.
And Bob, now that the movie has debuted, can we get a copy on DVD?
It will be for sale. I don't have the copies yet. They are available by writing to the Antique Wireless Association, P.O. Box 421, Bloomfield, New York, 14469. And they will be for sale for $15.
If you would like more information, you can visit Collins Radio Heritage Group's website, collinsradioheritagegroup.org.
That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline.
This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.